Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Second Amendment advocate par excellence, Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks.com. And I know the caller's been holding before Viggo Mortensen was on. Aragorn of Arathorn. But we are going to go to your phone calls. Mouse Link, who's been patiently holding, I want to get his comment and questions. Melinda, Frank, Aaron, it'll be all over the map. And then we'll open the phones up for everybody that calls in after that for Second Amendment points with our guest. But, Michael, I was riveted by the town hall meeting I saw you in. You were really tearing those people up. And I love how they take a few anti-gun politicians and call them moms against guns, like moms are against guns. They're not against the government having guns.
No, and the main goal of these people is actually to strip us of our gun rights. You know, we asked the young lady that was sitting next to me, you know, what were some of the things that she wanted to do, and she said her main thing is she didn't believe that anyone should be able to have access to firearms. So, yeah, there's, you know, and what do you say to a person like that, you know? And I told her that some of the things that we need to focus on, as far as Travis County and the state of Texas, we need to focus on, you know, I get a person that will walk into my gun store, and that person would want to sell me a gun. And then, do you know that there's no way for a gun store to verify if that gun's stolen or not? You know, so those are some of the things they need to focus on. They're always focusing on the wrong things. They're always focusing on individuals and private.
Well, that's because they're all getting kickbacks out of it. That's what the pawn shops are for.
Right.
I mean, I can drive down to a mile from here and show you drugs being sold. Cops drive right by it.
Right. Right. And it's funny you say that, because I actually, you know, contacted, you know, the local law enforcement. I also contacted the mayor's office and said, hey, you know, what can we do about this problem with someone walking into the gun store wanting to sell a gun and me, a gun store owner, being able to verify if that gun is stolen or not? While that person standing right there at the counter, I can actually call the local.
They don't want to make citizens proactive to then call and check and see if it's stolen to shut down the stolen gun market.
Exactly.
They don't want real solutions.
Exactly. No.
Why do they want us to live like in Chicago?
I honestly do not know. And you know, next thing they're going to do is they're going to send National Guard into Chicago. And,
yeah, they're saying that now.
Right.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I'm bad about that. What did the city council do when you wanted a real plan?
Well, I let them, you know, I told them, here's our situation. Here's what's going on. You know, a pawn shop, they have rules. They do certain things. But a gun store, you walk into a gun store, you try to sell a gun. The gun store, you know, can't dial, you know, the local law enforcement and verify that serial number to see if that gun's used in a crime or reported stolen or anything like that. And the, you know, the response I got was, I'm sorry, I know you're trying to run an honest business, but there's nothing that we can do about it.
And again, they should just have a program where stolen guns, people can tell the police, put it in a database.
Right.
And do you ever have what, you know, look like meth heads or crack heads come in that are obviously super seedy, have a weird story, and you refuse to buy a gun?
Yes, we've had that situation happen probably about a month ago. A young man walked into the store, and he was really high-strung, and he wanted to buy a gun. He actually wanted to buy a gun to kill somebody. And he actually told that to someone down the street there in a sporting goods store, and they sent him to us. And so when he walked into the shop, my staff actually contacted me, and I hit the silent alarm. We had the police show up, and they actually pulled him out and sent him to do a medical eval done. But that does happen, you know, and it's our responsibility as citizens to, you know, protect us, you know, from things like that.
Obviously out of his mind.
Right, right.
Walking in, I'm going to go, I need a gun to kill somebody.
Right.
And the other stores then send them to you.
Right.
Oh, no, don't go to him.
It's right.
Cowards, see?
Right.
That's another thing. Most people are such cowards now, or not all everybody, but a large segment, that they just never stand up to bad guys. So they just run rampant.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. So that's why it's up to the people, you know, to protect ourselves. We need to arm the people. And it's like I said, when they come for your guns, I say, give them your bullets.
What did the guy do? I want to hear when the cops showed up. What did he do?
Well, when they showed up, they actually pulled them outside. When they pulled them outside, about 10, you know, officers showed up. You know, someone else and his family showed up. There was a big fight outside in the parking lot, not in my shop. It's up to me to make sure that the people in my shop, in my car.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
CentralTexasGunworks.com. It's in South Austin, right off of Ben White, right by Chuck E. Cheese. Got a bunch of Marine Corps former instructors in there. And all I hear is great stuff. In fact, he's like, yeah, we cleaned a couple of your 50 cals. We're a big gunsmith, too. And I never have time to mess with this stuff. Weldon took them in there. Those are some pretty rifles, huh?
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to test them for you.
So you liked them?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, well, it's good to have you here with us. We've got callers calling in that are all over the map, and I want to go to some of them. But more about that town hall I saw you on TV with last week and how they use this playbook. I mean, this is all about disarming us. Did you see the video we got of the mayor pro tem at the Capitol where people had signs saying no gun ban? And he said, listen, after we get them registered, you're going to need that sign. Then we will confiscate them. But we're not doing that now. That's next. Feinstein, all of them are on record. They want our guns. And they're so disingenuous when they're on CNN going, we don't want your guns. I mean, it should be game over. They're disingenuous. And I think that's why they're losing their gun control debate, because people know they're a pack of scum.
Right. They're actually traveling around the country trying to find out different ways to come after individual firearms. And I tell them, focus on the things that you can actually control, you know, those little things. You know, why don't you go after where the criminal's located? You know, we don't need gun control. We actually need criminal control. You know, and I'm not, because I'm not giving you my firearms. You're not going to get them. You come after my firearms, you knock on my door, I'm giving you my bullets first.
Which 50 cal do you like, the Navy version or the Army standard?
I like the Navy version. That was actually pretty nice.
Well, we got to take you out shooting sometime, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm just so busy. I want to do the gun show. I shot like 3 shoots with the Steiners, 3 great videos coming out soon. It's going to be about us out there with 50 cals trying to figure them out, never shooting those particular ones. I had them for a long time. Now the price has gone up so much. Thank God I got them a while back. But if Obama has done anything, they have certainly woken people up, and I think it's backfired on them.
Yes, because they're not focusing on safety. They're actually focusing on, you know, taking people's Second Amendment rights. It's about control and not about safety at all. They focus on the safety aspects of it. They focus on the things that they can do within the ATF and the FBI in that system. Focus on mental health. Those are the things that they can actually control. But they're not focusing on that. They actually want to just go after individuals' guns. And like a person gets deployed overseas, you know, instead of sending troops home, you know, we've got troops deployed around this world. And when our troops come back, they're actually labeling them with PTSD. And then once they label them with PTSD, then they want to take their firearms away from them. And then all of a sudden go back and redeploy them again. But take your firearm away from you while you're at home. But you're okay to fight when you're overseas.
That is unbelievable. I've seen that.
Yes.
Well, look, I mean, any corrupt regime wants to go after the veterans. Hitler did it.
Yes.
He had Night of the Long Knives, where he went after hundreds of thousands of soldiers and people. And this is what Stalin did that, Lenin did that, Mao did that. I mean, the police and military better be the first ones to figure out that they better get on board with the people and just say no to tyranny. And I see that happening. Between 40 and 50% of the troops I run into are listeners, and they say most of the people in their units are awake to the New World Order. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing the exact same thing. We need to bring our troops home. We need to pay attention to what's going on in our federal government. Listen to what, you know, your commander-in-chief is saying. Bring our troops home. Bring them home. That's all I can stress enough. Bring them home.
But the globalists have a problem. The military is awake. And how is it going to fly saying the troops are the number one terror threat with no evidence of that in these new training manuals?
No, I disagree with that.
But it's asinine. It's like saying Mary Poppins is the terror threat.
Right. No. No.
How about the crooks in government saying that are the problem?
Yes, government's definitely going to be the problem. Like I said, government should be transparent. We need to be able to see what government is doing, and the people's business should be private.
Amazing. What is your concern? Because I know you're really on this issue at the Capitol. I mean, that's why I like it. I always see you popping up. You're at the lead fighting this tyranny. And they're trying to now just label people to take our rights away. How do you think they're going to come at us next time?
Well, just like we were talking about with the town hall meeting, you have a situation where a young man was at the Virginia Tech shooting. And the guy walks in, you know, the madman walks into the room and starts shooting. Well, he didn't get shot. So he picks up the only weapon that he had, which was his cell phone. He dials 911 on his cell phone. The shooter leaves the room, goes into a different room, shoots people in that room. And he's on the phone for about 20 minutes with the 911 operator. The shooter comes back into the room, starts shooting again. Only thing he could do is turn around and run. So he gets shot in the rear, trying to run from the shooter. As he goes down, a girl next to him grabs his phone and talks to the 911 operator for quite a while. Shooter leaves the room, goes out the room. Shooter comes back to the room, continues shooting. And they will sit here and they will tell you that they don't think that a concealed handgun license holder would have, you know, been able to do anything about that situation.
Well, I just grimaced involuntarily when you were telling that story because I remember covering at the time. And I'm not just saying this because I've been in situations where people have knives and stuff and I went after them. But it's actually a fear thing. I like attack instead of run. It's what I do. And because that feels a lot better. I can't do the other thing. It's actually a problem I have. And I was imagining if I was that guy, I know, and because I know about guns, if I had seen the guy turn his back or he's around the corner, I would have gone and hidden there. I would have grabbed a desk and, you know, ran towards him. And that happens a lot of times now where people do tackle shooters.
Correct.
I just can't imagine people getting in fetal positions to be killed. I mean, if you're going to kill me anyways, I'm going to fight you.
Right.
I mean, what would you have done if you were there? I mean, I know you're not trying to say you're a macho guy, but you're a paratrooper and stuff. I mean, I think most Texans I know You see it. If somebody pulls a gun out, people try to stomp them.
Right.
Susanna Hupp's dad tried to go stop the guy and rush him and got shot.
Exactly.
At the Lubies. Why not have them have guns?
Exactly. We need to empower the people. The people need to be empowered. The people in Chicago need to be empowered. They don't need law enforcement because law enforcement's not doing it.
The more they hire, it doesn't do anything.
Exactly. Empower the people and return that power back to the people so the people can protect themselves.
Let me look at Chicago, where only the government has guns and the criminals. It's hellish.
And it's 1 mile from the president's residence. 1 mile. That's where the majority of that crime takes place.
What is it? 530-something people a year shot there.
Right.
Killed. And it's something like 3,000 shot. I mean, that is.
So what you have a situation of the criminals having the guns and your law-abiding citizens are at home cowering down, hiding because they can't go and purchase that firearm to protect themselves.
And the thing is, Chicago, I've been there a lot. I have family that lives up there. It's a nice city.
Right.
I mean, it's a famous city. Why have they allowed this?
And that is the last state that does not have a concealed handgun license program. I know they're working on something right now, and hopefully they will come up with something.
Take Dallas. I mean, I remember when they first put the concealed carry in, it was 2 days after it had gone in, people had been able to do the program, and the first, you know, were issued a few months into it. There was a carjacking that were happening all the time. I grew up in Dallas. It was dangerous.
Right.
There was a carjacking on Central Expressway during stop-and-go traffic, and a guy was dragging out of a car, and a guy stepped out behind and shot the guy dead. And then immediately the carjackings just stopped because now there were guns.
Right. We need to learn something from Texas. The rest of the country can actually take this message where, you know, we started our concealed handgun license program here in Texas back in 1995. Our crime actually dropped dramatically here in the state of Texas.
Wasn't it 25%?
Yes. And it, you have your stats. For the year of 2011, you have over 63,000 people were convicted of crimes in the year 2011. Out of that 63,000, only 120 were CHL holders. You know, so the program that we have here actually works for us. Our CHL holders are law-abiding citizens. They're not the people that are going to...
Well, let's just say it. Statistically, they're even better than the police because you've got psychos and criminals, not all of them, but 20% or so they estimate in criminology. That's a fact.
Right.
Who want to become cops. They want to do it so they can get away with crime, be a better criminal. You don't have that with CHL because the criminals just carry a gun anyways. They like committing the crime.
Right. Why go all through that trouble of getting a license, doing the background check, paying all the fees just to commit a crime when you can just go and grab the gun and commit the crime?
So the CHL are the best people.
Yes.
And they've been looking for problems, and they just can't find them.
And it's because CHL holders have been vetted, and these people want to do the right thing and protect themselves and their family.
Well, it just shows they're people with common sense.
Right. Absolutely.
What is, for people that don't know, in Texas, but also in other areas, what is the current law on carrying loaded firearms in your vehicle?
Well, in the state of Texas, you can have a loaded handgun in your vehicle without a license. It must be concealed in a vehicle. Now, prior to 2007, you had to be traveling from one county to another. Well, after that, 2007, everyone became everyone's traveling. So it became legal to have a loaded handgun in your vehicle. It must be concealed in the vehicle as long as you're not committing a crime. Anything greater than a Class C misdemeanor, that's an ordinance regulating traffic, or the gun is not openly. It's not open.
The problem is you got to get out of your car.
Correct. Once you get out of that vehicle, unless you're traveling to and from your home, then you must have a CHL.
I tell you, it's even pointless to even have laws on this. The criminals aren't going to follow anything anyways. It's just pointless.
Right.
Well, you know, me personally, I've never had time to go to the concealed carry, but I think I'm going to take it from you. And my wife obviously knows the law. She's a good shot, able to do it. She hasn't had time to go do it. We've got to go do it. Myself, of all people, back before that law, I just carried a rifle in my car.
Okay.
But then with children, when you're putting them in the car, I'd put it in the trunk. Or if I was getting death threats, you know, then I'd put the shotgun up in the front with me. But that was only a few times when I had people actually after me. I don't want to get into those whole stories here on air, but the point is I go to, like, places that don't even have security. I kind of don't worry about it, but it's almost like I have a responsibility to go get a concealed carry just to be there in case I see a crime being committed. It's almost like a dereliction of a citizen's duty to not be armed.
Right. You need to be armed. You need to know what the laws are, know what you cannot do to keep yourself and your family out of trouble and to keep them safe.
I want to come back and take phone calls all over the place. We'll do a whole hour overdrive with our guests. We're going to go to MouseLink, Melinda, Frank, and Aaron, and Teresa. I'll get to all of you. I apologize you've been holding so long. But, hey, you got to hear Viggo Mortensen. Hey, did you ever think you'd be following Viggo Mortensen on the radio?
Oh, no, no, sir. That's pretty amazing. That is really...
And he's what you call kind of a real liberal. But the point is we're getting him to think about what we're saying.
Right.
And then we're thinking about what he's saying, getting outside those boxes and having true diversity. We'll be right back with our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know you're angry.
appreciate the callers holding so long. Melinda and Mouse Link and everybody, I'm going to you right now. Then we're going to get more into the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment calls and the balance of the hour with the proprietor of CentralTexasGunWorks.com. He owns a gun shop, a gun range, a gunsmith shop. It's very popular. Everybody I know tends to use it here in South Austin. And then he's out there politically fighting for your freedom. That's what we need to see from gun shop owners. Not, oh, I'm not political. The ATF will come harass me. I'm going to talk to you about that coming up. But right now, let's talk to Mouse Link, who's been a real trooper holding. Mouse Link, you had a question. Go ahead.
Well, given the current conversation you guys are having about guns and the Second Amendment, I thought we could segue from the futurism stuff that we were talking about earlier into 3D printing. I think I was the first guy to bring up this issue on your program, talking to Mike Adams some months ago. And I just wondered if your guest had anything to say on that subject.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I know Cody Wilson really well. I've actually I've gone to eat lunch and dinner with Cody quite a few times, and we sit back and we talk about the 3D printing and how it's not just about the 3D printer gun. It's about the access to that machine and for the people being able to do whatever they want in their home, because that is your home and that is your property. The federal government, the government needs to keep up with technology.
Well, they're using the international lines, but he's in Texas. He should be able to do whatever he wants with the Liberator gun, a 380 that they dropped over France to resist. I mean, what people can't have in their own home and build a 380 single shot?
Yeah, so if you want to sit at home and build whatever, you know, if you want to build something to...
But anybody can build a gun that knows basic metallurgy.
Yeah. And their concern is about it getting through the metal detectors. Well, you know what? I guess they need to step up their efforts on technology to keep up with, you know, just like, you know, you have your Facebook, you have your online things. The government's got to keep up with what's going on. And so they're going to have to keep up with the 3D printing as well.
Well, the answer is, if somebody sneaks one through, the pilots are armed. You're going to trust them to fly this plane but not have a gun?
Right. Well, you know, there's no way you can legislate crazy.
Absolutely. Mouse Link, thank you for calling. Good to hear from you. Melinda in Florida, thank you for holding. You're a trooper. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Alex, for taking my call. I had called on a different subject, but I'm going to talk about what you're talking now.
No, bring up your immigration thing. You're polite. You can get into the gun thing after. Bring up the immigration.
Well, I had called about an hour or so ago about the immigration thing in terms of the illegal immigrants that come into Southern California. I'm originally from Southern California, born and raised. The neighborhoods that I was raised in were, you know, American, mostly ethnically black, because that's what I am. Over the course of 20, 30 years, those neighborhoods are now gone. We've been chased out. And now we are getting racist attacks by certain Latino Americans who do not like African Americans, and they're killing us. And
well, that actually came out even in mainstream news that you're having like 15, 20, 30 to 1, the Hispanic gangs killing blackbirds, or Miatas is the term. And again, all the Hispanics I know aren't like that, but it is an issue that I mean, Latin America, things are based on gangs killing each other, Latin killing Latin. And if America doesn't have a gang culture around liberty and freedom and justice, it's like we don't have an immune system politically, and then groups come in that are gang oriented, and it's politically incorrect to say anything about it. That is a big issue. And so and then government also coming in and putting everybody on welfare has destroyed congruent communities. I mean, what was it like to see this happen in Southern California?
It's a huge issue, Alex. I've been speaking, talking to people in my area to the point where I went to college, graduated, trained actually to be a teacher. I decided not to be a teacher because I saw what was going to be the blueprint on the wall, and I had my own children to take care of. I'm a homeschool mom, been homeschooling for well over 20 years. And I have educated and talked to other moms, I don't care what race they are, Hispanic, whoever they are, to get their children out of the indoctrinated schools here that want to dumb them down and don't want to teach them anything in pertains to how to just live and be human. In pertains to what your guest is talking about, my sons have been raised because they're homeschooled to protect humanity. My sons are out for the good. They are out for the good guy. If someone is being assaulted, somebody's being hurted and they're bad, they're the bad guy. It's not about race. It's not about color. It's not about anything. If you are a human being, then that's
exactly. But the system does use it from every angle, and it's a nightmare situation. What was your comment on guns?
My comment on guns is that as a female, who, as a very small size female, can't afford to be tussling with men and other people. Yeah. As
Stay female, there. I want to come back to you and then get your take on this because it's the equalizer. I mean, I've got two daughters. And women in my family are pretty tough, so they're going to be tough. It doesn't matter. They need to be able to have a gun to protect themselves from criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
We're going to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Look, you take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. Shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Michael Cargill, entrepreneur, Army veteran, patriot. You can go to CentralTexasGunWorks.com and find out about what he's doing. It's a great website, a lot of pro-Second Amendment info there. And if you're in Central Texas, he's not a sponsor, but I'm plugging it. Go in there. We're going to go back to this lady, Melinda, to finish her story and get your take on that in a moment. But you were telling me during the break, your real passion is getting women armed. armed and trained so they can protect themselves and equalize. And that is an incredible thing. Think about the civil rights, the human rights, the God-given right of self-defense, and empowering women who for thousands of years have been dominated by bad men. Now you're empowering them. I would think Gloria Steinem and all these so-called liberals would be screaming from the rooftops to arm women.
Yeah, I applaud Melinda because it's about empowering women to protect themselves and making it that equalizer. When you're walking from that building, going to your vehicle or whatever it is, you have tools within your means to protect yourself because you cannot have that law enforcement officer there to help you at all.
Yeah, and it's just common sense, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I tell you, I love having the women come to our class at Central Texas Gun Works because the women, they listen and they want to do the right thing and they actually come out shooting a lot better than the men.
What do you think is going to end up happening long term, because you seem like a pretty smart guy who's got his ear to the ground. What's your gut on whether they'll be successful or not? Because when they wanted to get our guns, they were demonizing the Second Amendment. Now that they've lost for now, they're like, we never wanted your guns, so we all go back to sleep. But I don't see that happening, but I don't see them stopping. So it's like two freight trains speeding down the track towards each other. What do you think is going to happen?
I think after the midterm elections, they're going to actually come back again. A second time, a second win, because this president, you know, the current administration is not going to let this go. They took a big hit, and he made a promise that to the Democratic Party that he was going to do something about, you know, guns, and so he's gonna come after them. He's definitely going to come after them.
Why do you think they want our guns?
It's about control. It's about control and controlling individuals. It really needs to be about safety, and they've lost that target, you know, that eye on the picture there.
Plug CentralTexasGunWorks.com. If, you know, let's say you're a woman out there or a man or somebody who hasn't been around guns, you believe all the stuff from Hollywood and mystifying it. How do you demystify it? How does somebody come in and take a basic gun safety class from you?
Well, we actually focus on training. You know, we don't focus on, you know, mainly selling the guns themselves. I want a person to come in. They want to learn safety. They want to learn how to keep their family safe. They want to learn that, you know, we have a penal code, 46.13, that says that if you allow your child to get access to a firearm, you know, in the state of Texas, they're going to come after you and charge you with the crime. So we focus on that training and teaching them about the laws, making sure they're safe, making sure their kids safe, because you don't want your son actually going and sitting with your neighbor's son. You know, we don't want Dumb and Dumber getting together learning gun safety. I want them learning that in the in our beginning handgun course or our concealed handgun course or our advanced pistol course.
Sure.
And then once you get that concealed handgun license and you're ready to carry to protect yourself and your family, it's about how are you going to deploy that firearm? How are you going to get out of your concealed carry position? Whether you're a lady and you're carrying inside your purse, you know, how are you going to get that gun out to protect yourself if needs be? Because you may only have 4 seconds to draw that firearm. And so those are some of the things that we, you know, we go over and we teach you.
You can always tell when women are carrying one because they'll put their purse around kind of on the front.
Yeah, they walk with confidence. And you don't want to mess with that person, you know. And I give them some pepper spray. I make sure that every female that attends our course gets some free pepper spray. So I'll give them that because I say, you know, if something happens, you have some pepper spray, you get a stun gun or something like that, and something happens, you give them a good shot in the face of that pepper spray. That gives you a couple seconds to get to your gun. That gives you a couple seconds to run away, you know, and protect yourself.
Well, it's that threat continuum.
Right.
Where you don't want to just because somebody runs up and says something, you shoot them.
Right.
No, it's like once they start coming at you, then it's the pepper spray, and if they keep coming, that's
right. Getting a good shot of pepper spray in the face, like I said, it gives you a couple seconds to run away or gives you a couple seconds to get to your gun.
Well, what's amazed me is I've heard you on local radio, seen you on TV. Some of our reporters out at the gun rallies have interviewed you, Jakari and others. But I just keep hearing people talk about Central Texas Gun Works. It's like Weldon goes, yeah, you know, you don't think you're really cleaning these guns good, boss. Let me take them to a great gunsmith I know. And then I didn't even realize that was you until you told me. And then I heard other people talking about Central Texas Gun Works. You guys must be pretty busy.
Yes, we stay pretty busy because we focus on training and customer service. You know, people are tired of walking to that gun store and
they act arrogant like you don't know anything.
Correct, and feeling uncomfortable. We actually, you know, I have females that work for us.
What is it about service places that are selling things that don't know how to give people hospitality?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And so, you know, we want to give them that good customer service. I have a wide range of people that work for me. You know, like I said, I have military veterans. I have females. You know, and we're a nice, good, close-knit family, and we believe in taking care of people and actually teaching them safety and the laws.
Well, well said. Very exciting. Let's go back to Melinda in Florida. Again, we commend you for having firearms and protecting yourself. That's awesome. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on that subject?
Well, absolutely. I just want to commend what your guest has said, and I would love to train under him just to know what to do the right thing to protect my family, and not only my family, but my neighbors. I believe that as a female, being with our small stature and our small size and the fact that we have groceries and kids and babies, we really don't have a lot of time to be fighting other men and other bad guys. And we need to be able to have the drop or any type of sort of advantage that we have to be able to get the bad guys off of us, no
exactly.
matter who they may be, private citizen or government tyranny.
Absolutely.
So, I also train my daughters to, you know, you got to do what you got to do. The females, no matter what, tend to get raped. And to have that happen to even one of my daughters would kill me. Certainly, Alex, with your daughters, you would feel the same that I feel, that it would absolutely rip my heart out. I can't take it. So I tell my daughters, you know, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself.
Absolutely. Well, it's key to go out and take a gun safety course and then get demystified and then store it properly, and that's just the way to go. I appreciate you calling in. You know, my issue is this. I'm so busy that I grew up around guns, grew up around basic safety. 4 years old, you put some, there's different ways to do it, but you go out to grandpa's house out at the farm, and they shoot a watermelon and say, now you see this gun in the toy, you see what it just did, and then they take you out in bird season and shoot some birds, quail, dove, and say, you see what that did to a bird, just when you're 4 years old. And then they set you down with a Folgers coffee can. I can't tell you how many people have been trained the same way, with a 410, and you shoot it. And then you're taught, now you don't touch this unless you're told you can touch it. And then you're taught the basic safety, and you're taken out 5, 6, 7 times a year, because I lived in the city. I always loved to go shooting. And by the time you're 11 or 12 years old, I was shooting bullseye free hand with a 243 at 300 yards. And that's an example of just basic marksman training that made Americans in warfare feared all over the world. And it's good to see that culture coming back. But I'll be honest with you. I keep my guns locked up in a gun safe, and I've got some instant access pistol safes, and my 9-year-old and 10-year-old are good shots now, and they know you just don't touch guns. And even the BB guns, you know, are in the garage in a locked up area. They get permission to get those out. And they're not allowed to really use them when other kids come over, because I don't know how they're going to act around them. And that's my basic safety, but I should probably even do a better job of that. And explain to me the penal code on children and guns.
Yeah, you have penal code section 46.13.
That's in Texas, but it varies.
Right. It does vary from state to state. But the way it works is, if your child gets access to a firearm, no one's injured, is not discharged, you're going to get off easy, you'll get charged with a Class C misdemeanor. But if your child gets access to a firearm, is discharged, someone's injured, you're going to get charged with a Class A misdemeanor. If your child gets access to your firearm and kills himself, shoots himself, or kills another one of your kids, we will give you, the state of Texas will give you 7 days to go and bury your child before they come and arrest you and charge you with a Class A. And what you just touched on right now is parenting. You know, what a concept, you know, raising your kids. I remember when I was a little kid, my mother would say to me, you better be in the house before the sun goes down. Don't let, you know, don't let your shadow catch you. And she's not talking about the street lights. It's about parenting. Right now you have your babies raising babies. And that's going to be part of the problem. If people focus on parenting and raising their children, then we're going to have some of these other issues that take place.
And now the state's coming in saying, don't worry about parenting. We'll do it. They do an even worse job.
Right.
I'm really worried about society degenerating. And government wants us all to live like in New York or Chicago in these crime capitals. It's so sad. Also, they can dominate us and use the crime wave as an excuse to take over even more.
Right.
Let's talk to Teresa in North Carolina. You're on the air.
I have a simple question for you. I saw on the news feed today on Facebook, and I looked at the article, but I had to get on the road really fast. It didn't seem to be a spoof article or anything. They said that the government had ordered 30,000 guillotines. Is that true? And why would the government order 30,000 guillotines?
Well, the United States has not really historically used the guillotine on execution. They've used hanging, the gas chamber, lethal injection, electric chair, things like that. This is a, and I'm glad you called in about this, this is a perennial thing I've heard for 18 years on air. It's a rumor that got out that a truck dumped over. It's always in Kansas or Texas or New York. And it was martial law signs and guillotines. And it's this whole thing of the Antichrist is going to use guillotines to chop Christians' heads off. Maybe that's going to happen someday. My point is it's an urban legend, just like this National Stabilization Nacera Act. That's another made-up thing. There are good people in government, and there are white hats, as they call them, but still, that doesn't. It's just one of these urban legends. That is a true urban legend. Now, what they're buying is 2 billion hollow point rounds and other rounds and 7,000 armored vehicles and anti-mine vehicles, and they're trying to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and they're trying as best they can to divide us along race, religion, and everything else so the government can play the part of the referee. And they're trying to get all sorts of just religious war, race war, social economic infighting while these big mega banks drain the country offshore. That's their goal. Does that answer your question, Teresa?
Yeah, that answered my question. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. God bless. And don't feel bad that you called in about an urban legend. Okay? And it doesn't mean I'm the final say on that. But that's something I can officially say. To be clear, I'm saying I'm not the final say on everything. Okay? So don't just believe me. But on that, I can say that's definitive, this whole guillotine thing. And people are like, you're covering up the guillotines. Show me the proof. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. There's actually an interesting C-SPAN video which aired on C-SPAN 1991. There was Jay Rockefeller was at a roast of Pappy Ken. Actually, Newt Gingrich was actually in the audience, in the crowd, Jay Rockefeller was joking about the Trial Commission and Bilderberg. And the video's on YouTube. You just type Rockefeller roast into YouTube, and it comes up. It's like a 7-minute video.
I want to play that. Rockefeller roast, or is it Buchanan roast?
Just put Rockefeller roast comes up. It's a 6-minute. You'll find it. It's a 7-minute video. I'll play like a little bit right now here. It's pretty bizarre. It's a very bizarre. He says the most bizarre. He confesses the New World Order. He says if you looked up the Bilderberg in 91, you could hardly find anything back in the day. I mean, it was very difficult. Very few people were on it. And so it was his mainstream. I'll play like a little video right now. Oil.
Kid, playing with blocks. Pat Buchanan and I both had that experience together. His were like the ones you saw in the movie, little round square blocks, colored A, B, C. Mine tended to be called 48th Street, 49th Street, 5th Avenue.
There's actually an interesting C-SPAN video which aired on.
Well, they talked about Pat running for president, and if he did that, I would be very supportive.
Hello?
Yes, very funny, and I heard you turned up your computer, so you were delayed 30 seconds. But, yeah, we'll find that clip playing on the nightly news tonight. Sounds very interesting. I was unaware of that.
He also says we own the politicians. The presidency has a bad reputation because the elite own the presidency and own the politicians. He actually said that in the roast of Pappy Cannon in 1991. It's so bizarre. Like he said, so you come to the president, why don't you join us, New World Order, have total power, he says. It's very strange.
Well, we're going to play that tonight. That's big. So much stuff's being dug up now and put on the web. How do you think the establishment, Michael, is going to get away with all this corruption as more and more stuff comes out?
Hopefully the people will, stay educated and actually hold their feet to the fire and say, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. We want, like I said, the federal government to be transparent.
Sure.
The federal government is not designed to always take care of all our problems.
Sure.
We don't always need the federal government we don't need Big Brother to always take care of
sure.
us. We need the folk, take care of it. We can take care of ourselves.
We're going to go to more calls. Sounds like an American idea. How extreme. We're going to go to more calls here before the show ends in about 15 minutes or 14 minutes or so. But I wanted to ask you, because I always intend to do this and I don't do it, but you're actually on my way to work and things. You're actually in South Austin, closer to where I live. I live south of Austin. How fast could I come do the concealed carry class? Because I've sent off to the DPS before, gotten my packet like twice in the last decade, but never went and did it. And I've had other people that are friends of mine that are concealed carry saying, I'll give you a private class, I'll accelerate it all, whatever. But I almost don't even want that. I want to go get the course because it's always good to learn.
If you wait until September, the law is going to change where it's only going to be 4 hours instead of the 10 hours like it is now. So if you wait until then, you'll be able to take a four-hour course, do your shooting portion, and then right now you can do it online. You go online to the DPS website, fill out the application, and pay the fee, and then we'll turn in your paperwork for you.
Who has the best concealed carry law in the country?
I think, I like Vermont. I actually like Vermont. You know why?
That's what I thought was the best.
Because in the state of Vermont, everyone can carry openly or concealed without a license. It's constitutional carry. So Vermont is going to be the best state.
And again, I'm not... You know, liking the fact that it's a law you go do this for concealed carry because it kind of turns it right into a privilege. But I also do kind of like that this much training's going in because my dad's done it. I've read the course online. It's really good. I mean, I think it instills gun culture in people and common law in people.
Well, put your trust in people because if you give them, you offer them a class, then they will actually come and take a class rather than saying the government says it's mandatory and it's something that you have to do.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I disagree with making you do it, but at least it's... It's good to make the government do something good.
Right.
I mean, it's not perfect, but at least something good's happening out of
it. Right. And people are actually learning the laws. They actually are willing to take more classes to learn safety. And
I've also been told that the police treat concealed carry people with more respect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You pull that your driver's license and your concealed handgun license out and show it to the officer, and the officer knows that you've gone through a thorough background check.
Absolutely. I just wish the police on average were as good. I know a lot of them really are good, but I wish they were as good as concealed carry people on average, because there's definitely bad ones hiding in there. Just ask Serpico, who we're getting on soon. More calls coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Leave my love.
segment with Michael Cargill and rebroadcast. You're going to be able to hear Viggo Mortensen, listener of the show, on the show. Amazing interview on a bunch of subjects. I want to jam in a few final calls here. But I think I asked a question before we went to break, and we were going to come back and talk about it, and now I don't remember. Michael, let me ask you this briefly. What is the best thing? Ever since I was a kid, my dad would say, the old pump shotgun, just because, for whatever reason, you can buy a semi-auto with, like, bird shot in it. It was his idea that that was something that wouldn't kill neighbors necessarily as easily if he shot at somebody and then it went out the wall, or it wouldn't kill somebody on the other side of the wall. And then he would also have a handgun with those, what, sure, safety slugs the air marshals would use. I mean, I think it's important people to also know when you're doing stuff in your house and you've got a gun for self-defense, what is that issue? If there's a burglar with a gun and your kids' bedrooms are down there, what do you do?
Anything that you're proficient in would be good to have for home protection. But I tell people to have a plan, you know, just like taking a trip on an airplane. You take a trip on an airplane, they go with a security plan. In the event there's an emergency, we lose cabin pressure, this is going to drop down from the ceiling, put it in your mouth, assist the person sitting next to you. In the event there's a water landing, your seat cushion, you use the flotation device.
But you don't want to use a 50 cal in your house.
No, you do not. But you want to have a plan. And in my house, we actually have a safe room, a room that I want everyone to make it inside if something was to happen inside my home. If the alarm goes off, something that, you know, alerts us that someone's inside the home, I want everyone to make into the safe room, because I don't want to accidentally shoot one of my loved ones. So whatever that you're proficient with, that is what you use. If you're
no, that's totally smart. And people say we're living in fear. No, we're living in power.
Right.
We're living informed. We're not here just going to roll over.
Right. You don't want to be like those people in a certain part of town where someone knocked on the door at 7:30, 7:45 in the evening, and then someone opened the door and two guys went inside and robbed them with tasers and stun guns. You don't want to be like that person. You don't want to be like the person that worked at home at 12 noon in the afternoon on the second floor of his house. He has his bedroom, he has his office. At 12 noon, he stepped out of his, in the hallway, out of his office, and looked to his left, and a guy stepped out of his bedroom. You don't want to be like that person, you know? And then he, you know, looked at the guy and said, "What are you doing in my house?" And the guy ran to get his gun, came back out on the stairwell there in the hallway, looked downstairs, and a separate guy came out of his kitchen. You want to be that guy. You want to have a plan of what you're going to do to protect yourself.
I would have to be starving to death to break in somebody's house. I just do not. And then I just come knock on the door and beg for the food. I do not get this breaking in people's houses.
Yeah, these are the stories that we get in my class. People tell me, you know, some of the things that they've experienced. So we go over a security plan. I give them a plan of what they're going to do. I want to make sure they protect them and their family. They have a safe room. That way, everyone in their family is accounted for. So have cameras, you know, around my house. I'll help people set up cameras, security cameras for their home. And we have a little monitor where they can look at their cameras, see, you know, exactly where that intruder is. And
the cameras are so cheap now. This isn't Big Brother's cameras. These are ours. I got cameras as right. Well. It's good to be out of town and be able to look and see what's going on.
Oh, yes. I can look at my home. I can look at my shop. I can look at my parents' home. I can look at my sister's home because she's single right now. I can look at all their cameras and control their alarm systems from my cell phone. You know, it's about, you know, me helping them say.
You know what? I got a little. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that the show has gone an hour into overdrive and I can't get to all these people. Real fast, Aaron in Nevada, you want to talk about car bombing evidence? Go ahead. All right, Aaron. Go ahead, Aaron. All right, Aaron's gone, and I can't go to Ronnie, Ralph, Clark, and Dean. I apologize. Again, I want to thank Michael Cargill for coming in, Viggo Mortensen, the crew, everybody doing a great job. Humanity needs to come together because humans like to be in gangs or clubs. Let's have a gang of liberty and freedom and justice and true equality, and let's go to the stars together. That's the answer to 1984, to 1776 worldwide. My guest will be on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.